Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Hi there. You know, sometimes life gets to moving so fast that we forget to take advantage of the things that are really important to us. Things like friends and family and most especially faith. Friend, we want to ask you today to slow down for just a minute and think about your own salvation. Are you saved? Are you sure you're saved? How do you know that you've obeyed God's plan of salvation? It's evident from Scripture that all of us are in dire need of salvation, for the Scripture teaches we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3, verse 23. As the result of that sin, we all have to suffer spiritual death. Romans 6, 23 says, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And because of that sin that brings death, the Scripture teaches in Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, that we become separated from God. Today we're going to look at God's plan of salvation. And in the New Testament, there are five basic steps in God's plan of salvation that one must obey to be saved. The first step is you must be willing to hear the Word of God. In Romans 10, verse 17, God says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. To have faith, I've got to hear the Bible, and Scripture teaches it's essential that I must have faith. Hebrews 11, 6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, and so I must have faith. And the only way to get that is by hearing and reading, understanding the Word of God. In Mark 9 and Matthew 17, when Jesus was living on the earth, at the Mount of Transfiguration, God's voice came down from heaven, and God said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye Him. When we talk about hearing the Word of God, God says we must hear His Word to be saved. By that we mean that only the voice of God and His inspired men count on matters of salvation. On the day of judgment, I'm going to be judged by the Word of God. And so it doesn't matter what famous religious people are saying. It doesn't matter what men say today. To be saved, I only have to hear the Word of God. But then there's a second step in God's plan of salvation. I must be willing also to believe that Jesus is God's Son. In speaking to the Jews in John chapter 8, Jesus said, unless you believe that I am He, you will surely die in your sins. I have to accept the fact that the only way men can be saved today is by obedience to the gospel. Jesus is the only way salvation is available. Now, friend, while we want to emphasize that belief is essential to salvation, please understand that salvation doesn't end at the point of belief. There are so many today who are teaching that to be saved, all you've got to do is have faith only. Did you know that the only time in the Bible the words faith only occur, God says the exact opposite? In James chapter 2 and verse 24, the Scripture says that we see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. And so while belief is essential, there's more to God's plan of salvation than just believing. Third step in God's plan of salvation is that a person must be willing to repent. In Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 5, certain people came to Jesus, and it looks like they want to tattletale on other people to show how bad they are. And they've got this group of people who had blood mingled with their sacrifice. And in essence, they say to Jesus, weren't they worse sinners than everybody else? What about these people who are walking down the road and the tower falls on them? Wasn't that God's vengeance? Weren't they worse sinners than everybody else? Here's what Jesus said in verse 3 and verse 5. Jesus said, I say to you that unless you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Repentance is a changed will that leads to a changed way in life. And so I must be willing to turn from sin and turn to God. Then there's a fourth step in God's plan of salvation. That is, a person must be willing to confess Jesus as the Son of God and Savior. In Romans 10, verse 10, the Scripture says, with the heart, with the mind, one believes unto salvation, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I've got to confess orally with my mouth that Jesus is Savior, Son of God. Jesus Himself said in Matthew 10, verse 32 and 33, that if we won't confess Him before men, neither will He confess us before the Father. But if we do confess Him before men, He'll also confess us before the Father. But friend, there's also a fifth step in God's plan of salvation that so many people overlook today. Baptism is also essential to salvation. A person can't be saved without being immersed in water. That's what Scripture says. Listen to what Jesus Himself said. In Mark 16, verse 16, Jesus said, "He that believes and is baptized will be saved. He that does not believe, he'll be condemned." In Acts chapter 2, when they realized they had crucified their own Messiah, they cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And here was the answer. "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins." And Peter could not have said it any clearer than in 1 Peter 3, verse 21. Peter said, baptism does now also save us. And so, friend, slow down and think about your own salvation for just a moment. Did you hear the Word of God? Did you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God? Did you repent of sin in your life? Were you willing to confess Jesus as Savior, and were you baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins? If not, friend, we're pleading with you to obey God's plan of salvation. If you've never obeyed the gospel, if you'd like to study more about this, visit the Church of Christ in your area. Let them know you'd like to study the Scriptures with them. And friend, it's our hope and prayer that you'll obey God's plan of salvation and that one day we can see you in heaven.